Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, September 4th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepare these messages each weekday morning, calling our ministry Daily Encouragement Net. Today we want to encourage you with a message titled, "With God, Nothing is Impossible." That phrase is actually found in this scripture text, Matthew 19, verse 26.
Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible."
Brooksine and I have served as business chaplains for over 10 years now, alongside our other ministerial duties, including preparing these messages. In the course of our work slash ministry, we have come to know hundreds who have major obstacles lingering in their hearts and minds as they go about their work shift. Employees can't deal with their problems on the job. Nevertheless, their problems follow them to work mentally and emotionally, as they often occupy their thoughts throughout the day. Yesterday, Brooksine took flower arrangements to the ladies at one of our companies. She enjoys doing this and is able to do so by purchasing vases and small baskets at the Christian thrift store here in Mountjoy, where she volunteers. Over the past year, she has been praying with one particular employee who has had some major difficulties. Hoping to encourage her yesterday, she arranged the flowers from our garden in the basket. We actually have a picture of it on our site today. And then added a scripture label to the lid fastened onto the basket, which states, "With God, all things are possible." The truth is, we often settle for the possible rather than the impossible. So let's take a look at the context of this verse and see the deeper meaning that Christ brings to this verse today.
A rich young ruler came to Jesus to find out how he could inherit eternal life. Perhaps through his royal line he had inherited riches from his parents and had no further material needs. But he was wise to recognize that his life filled with abundance here on earth would soon pass, and then what? What did he need to do to inherit eternal life? He was not only wealthy, but he had been faithful in seeking to obey the Ten Commandments. So what did he lack? He decided to seek out the great teacher and get his counsel.
Well, Jesus had a very specific command to him, and I quote the command within the text today. "If you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." Well, that was certainly not the answer the rich man sought. He rejected Jesus' answer and went away sad, the scripture tells us. I've often wondered if at some later point he chose to follow Christ, but if so, it is not recorded in scripture.
The disciples witnessed the dialogue between Jesus and the rich young man. They also witnessed the young man's rejection of Jesus' teaching and his sad departure. What a contrast this was to the 12 disciples who gave up everything that would interfere with Jesus' invitation to them, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men."
Well, Jesus seized the moment and turned the experience with the rich young man into a teaching moment. He used what seemed to be a most outlandish illustration. You've heard it before, and I quote, "It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God," end quote. Some have tried to make Christ's illustration more palatable by explaining that there is a small gate for pedestrians in or near the large city gate through which a camel might be able to go through, but only by kneeling with great difficulty. However, it is more generally thought to be a literal needle. What is impossible for human beings is possible with a supernatural God.
And the overall message we get from this story is that the young man trusted in his riches and preferred them more than God. He couldn't see the riches in heaven because his eyes were fixed on his riches here on earth. If Jesus asked him to give up all he had, he would have supplied him with the desire to do so, had he followed through with Jesus' command. The great miracles that took place in the Bible are a result of people trusting in God, not past experience, human endeavor, or earth's resources. We must fix our sight on the supernatural, not the ordinary. Riches on earth are ordinary. Riches in heaven are extraordinary. Hebrews tells us faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So we can't see our riches in heaven, but we must believe God that they are there if we follow Him. If we want to see God do the impossible, we need to recite Scripture, not rehearse our problems.
It wasn't the money that the rich young ruler had that would reserve for him a place in heaven. Similarly, it's not our money if we have it. Some have more than others, of course. Our good deeds, our great accomplishments, or our family name that will reserve for us a place in heaven. If I seek after that which is possible, I seek after man's way. If I seek that which is impossible, I seek after God's way. When you're up against an army in the Red Sea, look to God for dry and safe passing. Again, our quote from the day. With man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible.
Let's pray together. Father, today we want to ponder anew what You, the Almighty, can do. We pray that Your influence in our lives through Your teaching in Scripture, through Your work in our lives personally, through Your guidance of the Holy Spirit, that we would believe for the impossible, that we would look to the supernatural, not the natural answers that come, and we would look to You in faith, knowing that all things are possible to him who believes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. We do have some additional study notes and reflections on our website today that we will now place in the podcast. Our ministry is on the web, and we post these messages each weekday morning, and they are archived. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. Just daily and encouragement all run together. .net. And this is the message that we have prepared for Friday, September 4th, 2009. Today we do have not only the photo we referred to on the site regarding a beautiful mini flower arrangement basket that Brooksie prepared, but some photos taken yesterday, and actually one of the photos, I must say, was taken a couple years ago, but the others were all taken yesterday of our experience of driving through Pennsylvania Dutch country in eastern Lancaster County, which is the home to many Amish and Old Order Mennonites. And we almost always come up with some interesting photos when we go through this area of the county. We have those photos up along with some explanatory notes and, of course, music today. You might have noted in Brookside's prayer there was a phrase, "Ponder anew what the Almighty can do." That is from the classic hymn, "Praise to the Lord, the Almighty." And we have a beautiful audio MP3 clip of that if you'd like to listen. And then while we were on the subject of considering songs regarding nothing being impossible for God, I found a song by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir available as a YouTube video, and they have a link to that as well. Well, thank you for listening to us today. May God encourage you, regardless of how impossible the situation may be you're encountering, give you assurance of His care and love.